Chapter 7. Colin and Mary. The next morning it was raining, so Mary couldn't go outside. She wanted to talk to Martha, and she found her mending clothes beside the fire.
"What is it?" said Martha.
She put down her needle.
"I've found out about the crying sound. I heard the sound again last night. I followed it, and I found Colin."
Martha's face went pale.
"Oh, Miss Mary," she said, "you shouldn't have done that. You'll get me into trouble." "Well, I talked to him for a long time, and he showed me his mother's portrait. What will Mrs. Medlock say?" "She won't say anything because she won't know. It's a secret. Colin won't tell anyone. And he says that you must tell me when he wants me to go and see him. What's wrong with Colin, Martha?"
"Nobody really knows. Lots of doctors have been to see him. My mother says he needs some fresh air instead of being shut up in that room all the time."
"Perhaps it would do him good to go into the garden," said Mary slowly. "He could watch things grow."
The bell rang and Martha went out of the room. When she came back, she said,
"Master Colin is out of bed. He's looking at his books and he wants you to go and see him." "I'll go straight away," said Mary.
Colin was sitting on his sofa. He was very pleased to see Mary. This time, she told him about Martha's brother Dickon.
"He's not at all like you. All the animals come to him. He can talk to them." "Tell me more about him," Colin said. "He knows all about birds and their nests. He knows where foxes and badgers live. He loves the moor." "I could never go on the moor. I'm going to die soon. Dr. Craven often comes to see me. He's my father's brother."
Mary thought, what would make this poor boy happy? Then she had an idea.
"You should talk to Dickon. He never talks about sad things."
They talked some more about Dickon and his family, and they talked about Ben Weatherstaff and the robin. Soon, Colin was laughing. Suddenly, the door opened and Mrs. Medlock marched in. She was followed by a tall man, Dr. Craven.
"What is going on here?" he thundered. "Mrs. Medlock?"
Mrs. Medlock stared at the children. She looked cross.
"I don't know how this has happened, sir. I don't know who told Miss Mary about Master Colin."
Colin stared at her.
"No one told her," he said. "She heard me crying and came to find me. She's my cousin, Mary Lennox. I like her, and I want her to come and see me every day. She makes me feel better."
"He does look a little better, sir," said Mrs. Medlock. "Perhaps we should leave them alone."
Dr. Craven looked at Colin's bright eyes and pink cheeks, and he had to agree. After that, Mary and Colin spent a lot of time together. They talked about Dickon and his family, and they looked at Colin's books. One day, Mrs. Medlock said,
"You were wrong to go wandering about that night, Miss Mary, but some good has come from it. Master Colin is not as bad-tempered as he was, and he's more interested in things."
Mary thought about her idea of taking Colin to the secret garden. Could she trust him to keep the secret? One morning she woke very early and looked out of the window. The rain had stopped, and the moor looked purpley blue in the sunshine. She put her hand out of the window.
"The sun is warm," she thought. "The green shoots will be starting to grow."
Soon she was in the secret garden. A big black crow was sitting on the branch of a tree, and a fox cub was lying curled up underneath it. Both creatures were watching a boy with curly red hair weeding a flower bed. Mary ran up to him.
Dickon, isn't it a wonderful day?
It is, smiled Dickon.
He picked up the fox cub.
This is Captain, he told her. And that is Soot.
He pointed to the crow. The children ran round the secret garden, followed by Captain and Soot. Everywhere green shoots were pushing through the soil and buds were appearing on the trees. The robin flew past with a twig in his beak.
He's building a nest, explained Dickon.
Then Mary told Dickon about the night she had heard the crying sound and had found poor, unhappy Colin. She told him that Colin liked her to visit him and to talk to him about cheerful things.
I'm glad you know about Master Colin, said Dickon. Mr. Craven can't look at him because his eyes are just like his poor mother's.
We could bring Colin to the garden, said Mary.
Dickon nodded.
He could watch things growing, he said. That's better than all the doctors and all the medicine in the world.
When Mary went to the house for her lunch, Martha said,
Master Colin wants you to go and see him. I can't go yet, said Mary. I'm too busy in the garden. I'll go after tea.
But when Mary went back at the end of the afternoon, Martha looked worried.
He's very angry, Miss Mary. He's been waiting for you all afternoon.
Colin was lying in bed. He didn't look at Mary.
Why are you in bed? She asked him.
I did get up this morning, but you didn't come, and my head started to hurt, and so I went back to bed.
I didn't come because I was working in the garden with Dickon, but I'm here now.
Colin frowned.
I won't let that boy come here again, he snapped. Not if you spend time with him and not me.
If you send Dickon away, said Mary crossly, I will never come into this room again.
You will if I want you to, said Colin.
They glared at each other.
You're a selfish girl, cried Colin. Not as selfish as you. And I'm not as selfish as your friend Dickon. He keeps you away from me when he knows I am ill. Remember, I am going to die. No, you're not. You say that to make people feel sorry for you. Get out of my room!
He sat up and threw a pillow at Mary.
I'm going and I will never come back.
She marched out of the door and slammed it behind her.